And finally, in honor of Women's History Month, we want to end the program today with a segment we're calling Tell Me More About Women's History. Today, we ask acclaimed author Sandra Cisneros about the women who have inspired her. And she gives us, let's say, an interesting and eclectic range of answers.
Muchos thank you, Michelle.
For Women's History Month, I'd like to pick three women who inspire me. And I had a hard time picking only three because there's probably 103 women I'd like to pick. But if I had to pick just one, on top of my list would be La Virgen de Guadalupe, the Virgin of Guadalupe. And she is, of course, not only the mother of the historical prophet Jesus Christ, but she is also, according to the Mexicans, a national icon and a goddess who appeared in the 1500s to a man named Juan Diego, an indigenous man. She purportedly appeared on a mountain called Tepeyac and created some miracles. But whether she existed or not is irrelevant to me. She's a state of being, a state of compassion and loving kindness. I also see in La Virgen de Guadalupe all of the indigenous faces that are at the bottom of the social ladder as we begin the new millennia. She is a face for the divine feminine in women that I meet throughout the world. So that's why I admire La Virgen de Guadalupe. 13 indigenous grandmothers is the second selection. They are a council of wise elders who come from around the globe, from the Arctic, Africa, Asia, North, South, and Central America. And, you know, when you think about it, who is smart in your family? It's usually your abuelita, your grandma. Just think if we could get the wisdom from a feminine point of view and you could bring women from different continents together who are working as peace activists, as healers in their communities, and if we could get their wisdom. Well, I was only allowed to pick two, but I had to pick a runner-up, and that runner-up is RuPaul. I just love RuPaul. RuPaul, I know, there's a man named RuPaul Andre Charles, and he's a man, but RuPaul, the character, is ultra-female. Big Amazon woman with wild big hair and long, long legs and glamorous, glamorous, glamorous. I love RuPaul, and I just love the message, you know, the gospel according to RuPaul. If you can't love yourself, honey, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? And I think the drag queens really embody the elements of culture that is most despised. You know, being gay men, being gay men of color, and then transforming that to being the most magnificent, fantastic, glamorous, beautiful being you can be. I think that's a wonderful thing, and it allows me to celebrate my femininity and to realize that you got to work. And I love that because, hey, that's right, girl. You got to work to be anybody, and I love it. I have one thing
to say. Sashay. That was author Sandra Cisneros telling us some of the women and the man who inspire her during Women's History Month. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Barton, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. And it don't